This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Lok Sabha was adjourned till noon following opposition uproar during question hour this morning when the House assembled for the day. Presiding officer Krishna Prasad Tineti tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members including Congress, TMC and DMK and others trooped into the well and started sloganeering. Amidst noisy scene, Minister of State for Power Shri Padyeso Nayak tried to answer the question related to aggregate technical and commercial losses in power sector, but he could not complete his reply due to disruption in proceedings. The presiding officer appealed to the protesting members to allow the House to function and to take up the question hour. He said that bringing placards into the House is against the rules.
Please put down your placards. This is against the rules of the parliament. Please put down your placards. I'm requesting you repeatedly once again. You cannot display. This is against the rules. Please put down. I'm requesting. Okay, you don't want the proceedings of the house. Sabha ki karyavahi 12 baje tak ke liye sthagit ki jati hai.
The house has since resumed business. Meanwhile, the leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised concerns over an alleged caste-based discrimination at Anganwadi Centre in Odisha, saying the incident reflects persistent social discrimination despite claims of progress and reform in the country. Raising the matter during the 0 hours in the House, Mr. Kharge said the development is deeply disturbing, adding that Anganwadi centres form the foundation of children's physical and cognitive development. He said if caste based prejudice and discrimination are allowed to continue at this level, it will have a lasting social impact on children's growth and well-being. Earlier, union ministers laid several reports on the table with permission of Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan. During the proceedings, Member of Parliament Dr. L. Murugan moved the motion for the election of 7 members to the Committee on Public Account and Public Undertaking. The motion was adopted by the voice vote in the House. The motion for the election of 10 members to Committee for the Welfare of SC/ST has also been adopted in the House. Members from different political parties have raised issues of urgent importance with permission of Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan during the 0 hour. The State Bank of India research report has said that India's trade surplus with the US may cross $90 billion annually after the trade deal, with at least a $45 billion annual additional trade surplus. The report further said that the trade deal with the US, back on the heels of wide arc of trade deals with the EU and the UK, catapults India to a unique strategic position wherein the country, as also its exporters, are poised to gain much. As per the preliminary estimates, Indian exporters may increase exports of top 15 items to the US by $97 billion in a year, and including the remaining items, the potential may easily cross $100 billion mark. The Indian Navy has assumed command of Combined Task Force CTF-154, a key multinational training task force under the Combined Maritime Forces. Shaurya Chakra awardee of the Indian Navy, Commodore Milind M. Mukakshi, formally took over as Commander CTF-154 from the outgoing Commander of the Italian Navy. The Ministry of Defence informed that the change of command ceremony was conducted at Combined Maritime Forces headquarters in Manama, Bahrain. Polling is underway for the 13th National Parliamentary Election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. Voting began from 7:30 a.m. and it will continue till 4:30 p.m. at over 42,700 centres across 299 constituencies. Alongside electing a new government, voters are deciding on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. Though critics say combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits voters' choice. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to Swami Dayanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Namibia in Delhi. The match will begin at 7 this evening. Earlier in the day, Sri Lanka will play against Oman at their home venue in Balagola at 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.